Amen. Remain standing. Prior to going to the text this morning, we'll go to a second part from last Sunday. But I need you to get some things understood, because this morning I'll minister prophetically. I'll stand as a prophet this morning. So I'll be prophesying this message. This message was prophesied to me. And so I'll have to prophesy it to you. All right? But there's a few things you need to write down. You got to write it standing, though, because I'm not going to let you sit down now. The cross is the fork of the supernatural. Did you get that? The cross is the fork, F-O-R-K, of the supernatural. Understand that. Secondly, the Holy Spirit always honor the cross. The Holy Spirit always honor the cross. The cross, I have to give you this before I give you the message, because I want you to be ready for it. The cross is the shopping center of the spirit world. The cross is the shopping center of the spirit world. You can't go shopping without the cross in the realm of the spirit. Okay, what kind of song you sing, okay, what kind of poem you rehearse, you got to have that cross. All the gifts of the spirit are submitted to the cross. All the gifts, all nine, submitted to the cross. Two more things I'll give you and then we'll read. We'll sit down and read. The cross invokes the supernatural. The Father pours out all of himself on the cross. Now that's one, two, three, four, what, five things you got? Six? Now all those things are fresh from the Spirit. And they're all prophetically, and they're all revealing something to us about the cross. Before you sit down, I'll tell you what the subject is going to be today. You got to be ready for it. I don't know if you can take it sitting down. Because it's prophetic, the Lord spoke it to me 4 days this morning. Cross miracles invasions coming to my life today. Cross miracles, plural, invasions, plural, coming to my life today. Remember, we ministered prophetically those points that was given to you earlier was to set you up to know that the cross is a supernatural fork. And it eats all spiritual things. Everything, turn to 1 Corinthians 2. You may be seated. Everything that is in your life that need to be dealt with and getting out of your life will move today. There's no demon powerful enough to stand up to the cross. What I said? So they're going to have to move. Anything they're putting on your life that is not from God got to go today. and all your desire are ready to be fulfilled. I wish I had three people here praying with me. 1 Corinthians, let's look at these scriptures to address the cross in our life again. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul laid something out for us in that second verse. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the whole deal. You know, I read it from my brother's Bible in explanation of the cross. What he meant. He said, Paul, with purpose and design, Paul did not resort to the knowledge of philosophy of the world regarding the preaching of the gospel. That and that alone is the message which will save the sinner. We talked about that last week. The cross, save the sinner, set the captive free. So if there are any type of captivity in your life, physical, financial, marriage-wise, family-wise, the cross can handle it. Now remember what he says, cross miracles, invasions cometh to my life today. So your life prophetically will be invaded with miracles, signs, and wonders. Now you're in the atmosphere for it. Prophetically, all three of the power of the revelation gift, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning the spirit will be behind this message today. So supernatural things are about to happen. I need y'all to bring testimony online. I need y'all way up, wherever you are, bring testimony because the supernatural things are about to happen. Wait a minute, I'm talking about in your life. You understand what I'm saying? Supernatural things because miracles from the cross, all right? So you see Paul says here about this message here, you have to have the cross in first place. Now, when you or I put the cross in first place, we put also the resurrection in our life in first place. And then our lives are able to ascend above normal living. Because the ascension come in our lives. And then spiritually, we can sit down with a satisfaction. What you mean? I mean, something looked like it going wrong, but I'm sitting down. Why? Because I'm seated with him in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. When you understand this message, you must get ready for a Holy Spirit invasion. Anointings will come on your life. Words will come to your mouth. You really don't know where they came from, but you do know where they came from. Because you're going to talk supernatural. Mountains will move. Your days of normal living are over. Now I'm prophesying. I ain't just talking, you know. I'm not just using the English dialect. I'm letting it come out of my spirit because this message, cross miracles, invasion, cometh to my life today. So something gonna happen to you, you're not gonna be able to explain it. And I'm talking about good things. other words, your spiritual life is about to take over. Notice in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to go there first. Notice in Galatians 2:20. Let's go there. When you say crucified, you mean resurrection too.
Yes, sir.
You mean ascension too. You mean, when you say you're crucified with Christ, you mean that the Holy Spirit has come to you.
Yes.
To live with you.
Yes.
To feed you divine things. I'm almost proud to say to you, your natural life is over. You will not live normal again. You always, watch the next statement. You always will live extra. The spirit world is an extra world. It's not a normal world. It's a world way beyond excitement. The spirit looking for somebody to express himself through beyond the norm. I make myself available. Expectation is a reservation in the supernatural. Good God Almighty. You heard that? Expectation is a reservation in the supernatural. So I want you to let the word create expectation in you, and that expectation will take you into the realm of the supernatural. The I am-ness of your life. The I am-ness of your life is in the cross. Once you get this first I am, all other I am going to line up. I'm blessed. I'm powerful. I am anointed. I am happy. I'm strong. It line up with this one I am in Galatians 2:20. All I ams. Well, in other words, from this verse, you get pregnant with I am. I am over this. I am above this. I am strong.
I am
powerful. You see it?
Yes, sir.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I'm out of debt. You can sit there like a frog on a log. No, say nothing. I'm trying to get just straight be a frog. You want to be a frog, go ahead and be a frog. But the Lord might take you to your Christian walk.
Yeah.
You've been hopping around the church too long. It's time for us to hop up now. The anointing make a difference.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit make a difference. You understand? You understand? It's not just excitement. The Holy Spirit, when word is being preached by the Holy Ghost, it makes a difference. You're not going to come to church and be the same getting in your car. You're going to have confidence and victory and power and glory. So this I am here bring you an invitation to all the I am-ness of God. This I am here. If you go through this verse, all the I ams of God belong to you. I'm going to come back next Sunday and try to teach y'all this. See, this I am opens the I am bank of heaven. I'm over this. I'm out of here. See, because you begin to wear and I am anointing functioning. Let me say it again. You begin to wear an I am anointing functioning in every scenario. It's no longer I can. I am. No longer I'm trying to be.
I am.
I am. I'm not trying to be blessed. I am blessed. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. What? Christ liveth in me. What? And the life which I now live. No, not when I get to heaven. The life which I now live. Listen, the life which I now live. In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Love me. That's the cross, you see. And gave himself for me. Very crucial. The next verse, very crucial. Because the 21st verse is very crucial. Very crucial. I'll get it. The enemy don't want you to get this. When the last time you failed in something? When the last time looked like your prayer wasn't getting through? But to show you something. When the last time you believe God wants you to have something, you couldn't get it. I want you to replace that word frustrated with faith. See what you get. And leave the word not out. I do faith the grace of God. Anything you ask for and you don't get, you're frustrating the grace. Grace has already paid for everything. Did you see that? Because you say you live in him, right? In him I live, I move, I have my being. So the same power, when you're operating on the grace, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power you're functioning in. In your I am-ness. My goodness. So why do he say that to us in Galatians 6:14? Look at that, if you will. And then I'll begin to give you some importation. Cross miracles invasion comes to my life today. Remember we talk about knowing how to live in the victory of cross miracles? Knowing how to live in the victory of cross miracles? And the word invade, he ain't asking you permission. You can say no if you want, but you getting it. You setting it? Your life going to start changing? And you're going to know why it's changing. Because you sit in this invasion service. Supernatural invasion will take your life over from this day forward as you yield to the Holy Ghost in your I am-ness. See that verse in Galatians 6:14? He said, God forbid, right? That's what he said? that I should glory, saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Never let the Lord get off your mind. I don't care what kind of car you're driving, baby. Put the window down and holler hallelujah. No matter what kind of house you live in, what kind of outfit you got on, always give him the glory. Don't let stuff take my place. God should never get off your mind. I mean, you could be living the best life but you always got to have him on your mind. I said to you on our last sitting, the cross is the cure for everything. And the system, even the church, somewhat, try to hide and belittle the cross. We'll come to some other stuff. Because Satan knows that the cross of Christ is his defeat. So it's time for the revelation of the cross to flow in the body of Christ. I'm going to go over some things. So I'll get some new things. Turn to Revelation 5:12. I told you the cross. Oh my, I don't know if I'll be able to pass this up. The cross is the key to unlocking mass blood revival blessing in the body of Christ. See, there's seven, in Revelation 5:12, there are seven opening of the blood that happened to the cross. One of them is power, I know. Look at those seven things. Those seven impartation of the blood coming to your life today. In full understanding. Let me go over here and say it. In Revelation 5:12, the cross released a sevenfold blood anointing. Write that down. Power. I'm anointed with blood power. I'm anointed, and you know I'm not gonna dance around this second word. I don't know why the church keep dancing around this word, like this word is not real. I mean. Riches, I'm not going to dance around prosperity and abundance and riches and wealth. No. You can dance all you want. I'm not going to dance around. I'm going to walk in it. You see what I'm saying? Because the church, you don't talk about riches, the church will talk about you're happy. But they won't say something about you're real spiritual and you can jump high. No, he's talking about wealth, prosperity, every need met, have the best of everything. Blood bought. You're trying to always dance around this word. And then wisdom. You wear a head. If you're wearing, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I am wisdom.
I am power.
I am riches.
I am
strength.
I am honor.
I am glory.
I am blessing.
Get out of here with your bad self. You know what kind of life you're going to begin to live now? Because every time a perturbing or disturbing thing come up, you say, I am power.
Blood power.
He paid for all seven of those things to open up to you at any time in your life. And when you say it, Satan knows. She knows something. I'm blood power. You see what?
I'm strength power.
I'm glory power. Now, whether you lack it or not, your life changes. And places where you were weak, you won't be weak no more. I feel a Holy Ghost. I prophesied all sevenfold of this blood anointing upon every person in the sound of my voice here and around the world. You wear all seven blood anointing. All seven blood anointing. They already paid for. So your broke days are over. Your struggling days are over. Don't ever look at nothing and say you can't have it. That's a lie. Go to Hebrews 2 again, because we're talking about, you may be seated, talking about miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm being invaded. Tell somebody I'm being invaded with miracles right now. I look at some people, they ain't saying nothing. I'm going to try one more time. Because I'm trying to open you up, because this is another realm. This is not Sunday school. I'm being invaded with miracles in my life right now, paid by the cross with Christ on it. The cross, Christ, is a supernatural shopping center. You understand that? Because everything already paid for. By blood. I heard the Spirit of God says, all of your suffering days are over. Opportunity may come to suffer, but you don't have to run. Stand up and plead the blood. Say,
I plead the blood
over my whole life.
Right now.
And the Spirit of God say, when you say that, everything changed. So I'm hearing the word in the Spirit, surprises, surprises, surprises. Surprises, surprises, surprises about to come to your life from this day forward. Are you listening to me? I'm hearing the word open doors. Open doors. Doors that have been closed. Seem like you couldn't get there. They just open up. You don't have to knock no more. Just walk on through. I heard the Spirit of God say, I want you to have it so bad. All you got to do is receive it. Believe it and receive it and act on it by faith. I don't know how this is going to sound, but that's the way I'm hearing. You up for a grace rape. Grace is about to rape you and put you in your right position. I ain't never heard nobody getting raped by grace. I just heard it just now. I see what he said, you know. You up for a grace rape. Get all the other stuff off of you and get the right thing on you. Hallelujah. Anybody praying in here?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. positional movement. Your position is about to move. And I heard the word promotion right behind it. Marco Telemasata. Promotion gonna come automatically. All you gotta do is step into it. You didn't pray for it? You didn't ask for it? You just show up your door knocking. You know what we're dealing with, right? Cross miracles, invasion coming to my life today. We said to you, the cross will give you perpetual victory. Using the Holy Spirit eyes to see the revelation, redemption, and righteousness in the cross. Let's go. Sit down a minute. Let's go to this apostolic prayer. There in Ephesians chapter 1 again. Paul prayed for the people. He had so much revelation he was speaking out that they needed to have a clear understanding to keep up with the revelation the apostle was putting out. And he knew it. Such a revelation as Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual... who has blessed us with all, Ephesians 1:3, with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who has blessed us. Come on, son. I saw when the Lord laid it on your heart.
Yes, sir.
I receive. It's $1,000. So you mean to tell me that I'm already blessed with every blessing? Because if I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings, these little physical stuff is nothing. You understand that? So we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings, right? Now, I want you to notice that this. When the supernatural aspect of the cross begin to function, you're going to have to be in faith because the language is going to talk over you if you're just sitting there religiously. And you're going to miss the flow. For the next few minutes, there's going to be a flow in here. And to function in the flow, you're going to have to be present. You have to be ready for God to do something divinely in your life. Something about to be turned on. And another thing about to be turned off. That was robbing you of your joy will be turned off. That was going to bring you your peace going to be turned on. By the Spirit. So the Apostle Paul knew they couldn't keep up with the revelation without prayer. So he prayed them into a position that that prayer is really about the power of the cross. In Ephesians 1:15 through 23. So let's see some things here. In the 15th verse, wherefore also after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, that's first, right? Faith and love unto all the saints. Faith for the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. You see that? Yes, Y'all with me?
Yes.
All right, the 16th verse says, cease not to give thanks for you. Paul said, now I'm praying for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Now, here's my prayer, because in order for you to walk in the supernatural, I have to pray for you a certain type of way. Look how he prays here. That the God, verse 17,
yes, sir.
That the God of our Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. What he is?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
need to rock on that one. Rock on that one. He's the Father of glory. In other words, glory. Hatsatara. Glory include the whole spiritual world. Sometimes you're walking around in your yard or in your house, say, Lord, I give you the glory. I dare you do that. Lord, I give you the glory. Sometimes I may not understand everything going on, but God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah. God, I give you the glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. I see somebody think I'm not preaching now, but what? Glory, glory. Boy, am I preaching? Glory, glory, glory. You give God the glory. Glory, glory. You can't go no higher. You can't go no higher. Glory, glory, glory. I give God the glory. Can you open your mouth? Glory. God get the moving when people begin to glorify him and give him the glory. Every time you say glory, you promote it. Every time you say glory, you get closer to God. Every time you say glory, God get closer to you. Glory. Don't let this world keep you from saying glory. Don't let your ugly cousin keep you from seeing glory. Every now and then, open your mouth and say glory to God. Can you do it?
Yes.
Glory, glory. I'll move on in a few minutes, but right now I'm stuck. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, glory, 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 glory to God. When you wake up in the morning, at noontime, late in the midnight hour. Glory to God. Who woke you up this morning? Who make the food digest when you put it in your stomach? Nobody under the sound of my voice got nothing to be sad about. Get the sad out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what kind of problem you're dealing with. I want you to say glory. Glory to God. I'm going to try to get back. Every time you say glory, you're shutting the devil down.
Glory.
mean if you got a problem, if you keep saying glory, you're going to shut that problem down. Isn't that something? What that mean? That mean nobody leave you with a problem. Because you got the answer. What the answer is? Man. I get up and say, glory, 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 glory. Man. Lord, open my eyes to your glory. I'm stuck. Listen very carefully. Because of this glory revelation, your life is about to write another story. Things that was going to go wrong in your life are corrected this morning. You will never see it. You have robbed Satan this morning by staying on the word glory. What he ain't gonna do to your life, he's not gonna be able to do it because you're in the glory world. Sickness and disease and lack been eradicated in this house this morning. Confusion. Early death been stopped. Glory. And anyway, it's time for you to get your joy back. Yes. It's time for you to get your joy back. Let God give it to you. Stop looking to other people for your joy. Look at three people and tell them, I got my joy back. And say glory after that. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm stuck, man. I can't go no further. Glory, glory, glory. Be healed. Glory to God. Be blessed. Glory to God. Every now and then, just break out laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Just laugh. Don't care what's going on. Ooh, my, I can't go. I can't go much further yet. I'm going to have to close. Every time I try to see something else, glory come up. Glory! You know, we have got stuck in glory. Yes. On earth, still alive, living every day in the glory of God. Sickness and disease, lack, can't stay in the presence of glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
When you say glory, you're adding on to everything. Tell two people, my life will never be the same. Glory. They say glory. In other words, I'm going to write my story with glory. How you doing? Glory to God. How you doing? Glory to God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation of everyone that believes it. We got to stop. He said, y'all too spiritual. Y'all always talking about God. I want to have me some fun. Be stupid. What? Well, where's Montreal at? I need some help. Y'all get on up here. Glory. I need a glory song. I need a glory song. I need something hot. Glory.
Glory.
I receive glory. I receive. That's a $500 check. Glory to God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I preach myself happy, boy. Glory!
Glory!
Shh. Come on up here. Get on up here. Glory, glory. Come on, glory. Glory, 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 glory. I've got stuck in God. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. I can't take much more, boy. Y'all start, I can't. Ah! Can you dance in glory? Let me see you move your feet in glory. I don't have a problem. God can't handle it. I don't have no situation. God can't handle it. I'm just going to go ahead and dance in God's glory. I'm just going to dance in God's glory. I'm just going to dance in God's glory. I'm just going to dance in God. Dance in God's glory. Hallelujah. Y'all got it? Glory. Glory, glory, glory.